Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. He will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal food, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
One, two, three,
Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We had a great show. We are going to be talking about the rapid aging that's happening. Yeah, we got some studies. It's going to be important to listen to this. And we do have a quack report, but before we get into this topic and all this good stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, seeking Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. And 1 John Chapter 2 says, whosoever denies the Son, the name hath not the Father, but he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. That's right. So if you want God the Father to know who you are, that your name is known in heaven, then seek the Lord's face through Jesus Christ. You'll know God the Father. See, that's the only way to do it. And mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up on the Quacker, Here it is. We're going to get into this topic a little bit more deeply in the first part of the show. Adults are aging faster, facing higher risk of cancer. That's right. Younger generations are aging more rapidly than ever before, according to this new study. People born on or after 1965 are accelerated their aging and have a higher cancer risk. So multiple cancer types are becoming increasingly very common amongst younger adults in the United States and even across the globe. So researchers are kind of scratching their head on that. What's causing it? We're going to get into a lot of that in the first part of the show. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, sneaky QR code labeling is hiding the fact that products you may be buying are genetically engineered or GMO foods. So as a number of people are being more proactive about avoiding GMO, some of the companies that are working with GMO ingredients in their products are getting a little crafty about how they list their foods. So the real reason you may not even see a GMO listed on the food label, well, because the food companies have become clever about obscuring the fact of the presence of re-engineered food in their packaged product. Case in point, Mission Tortillas. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny revealed this on X, that the popular tortilla brand has gone out of its way to avoid disclosing the presence of GMOs. Only the most persistent consumers, those who actually take the time to scan the QR code on the package, would know that the food is actually bioengineered. So in the FAQ section of their website, Mission Tortillas, there is a question about whether Mission products are GMO. The company states that we manufacture both GMO and non-GMO products effective January 1st, 2022. All products, they say, containing bioengineered ingredients will be labeled as such in accordance with the National Bioengineering Food Disclosure Law. But the USDA is letting companies disclose GMO food only via a QR code on their product package labels if they desire. So corn, soy, and oats are foods that are often GMO, so it's real important to be especially vigilant when you're researching your foods that you're buying. So with current USDA labeling regulations, specifying your GMO status does not have to appear on the package, but it can be listed digitally on the QR code instead. It's hard to know exactly what you're getting, and consumers should also keep in mind that the USDA allows food manufacturers to use the term bioengineered instead of GMO, which is also kind of confusing for people. So if you're in a store and you got not really a great signal, or you don't have a smartphone to scan the QR code and you're not sure, I say err on the side of caution and don't buy it. What'd you say, Frank? That isn't negligence. It's premeditated fraud. Thank you, Frank. Well, I mean, the USDA is letting them do it. So there was a lawsuit, and the judge sided with the USDA that they can still obscure the likelihood that it's a GMO product through the QR code. Natural means anything they want these days. I know. So organic has been corrupted, too. So you have to be really careful, scrutinize everything. I will say this. If you're looking for if you've got food sensitivities and you don't want the genetically modified stuff, there's a website called Thrive Market that handles a lot of those. But you have to be careful there, too. You have to read all your ingredients because you may be allergic to certain ingredients and you can't have something maybe with soy or pepper or lemon or coconut. So you have to read. And they list the ingredients up there, so you have to be selective. But the Thrive Market can be helpful. Yeah. Grow garden. Team Garden. There you go, Frank. All right, that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so let's get into our first topic here. We're going to be talking about rapid aging. It's in the news lately. So according to some recent reports, adults are aging faster than their previous generations. Now, Health Day News stated that the baby boomers have aged at a slower rate than the following generations. Kind of crazy, right? So, according to the report, They said people born in or after 1965 are 17% more likely to experience accelerated aging compared to those born between 1950 and 1954. They go on to say research finds that the accelerated aging is associated with higher risk of cancer for those under the age of 55. So we have been seeing reports that younger people are increasingly coming down with various forms of cancer, and some speculated could be related to the COVID vaccine, which it may very well be. Frank says, rapid aging, here I am, getting younger, another fad missed. Thank you, Frank. Well, here's another quote from the Health Day News report. They say, multiple cancer types are becoming increasingly common among younger adults in the United States and globally. We do not yet understand the factors driving this increase. So, and that was from a medical doctor called Raul Tan, Washington University School of Medicine, St. Louis, Missouri. So let's talk about your age for a minute. Not you, Frank, but the audience. Science measures a person's age chronologically and biologically. So in basic terms, how many times since you've been born that you have experienced a complete rotation of the Earth around the sun is a measurement of chronological age. So 1 year equals one rotation. Therefore, if you're 55 years old, you have been on planet Earth for 55 rotations around the sun. Biological age is what science describes as the age of your cells. However, our bodies could represent a much older age based on how we have taken care of it. Now, but science has been chasing the notion of being able to slow or stop the natural aging process. Here's a quote from Northwestern Medicine, June 2022. They say, man has been interested in finding the fountain of youth since the dawn of time. Conversations about longevity relevant to life expectancy in the United States has shown to have a decrease in more than 1 year since just 2020. So since 2020 to 2022, our life expectancy went down 1 year, just in that time span. Unbelievable, but it's happened. Okay, and also Frank Paleo, MD, Northwestern Medicine, Infectious Disease, he says, the biology that drives the aging process is being demystified to the point that it's conceivable to think about slowing the pace of aging or turning back the clock and altering the course of our lifespan, end of quote. Well, be careful what you wish for. The scientific definition of lifespan is that they call a period of life where you are free of any age-related diseases. So the scientists at Northwestern are trying to slow down the aging process to expand lifespan. According to Dr. Douglas Vaughn, Northwestern University School of Medicine, he says, for most people, we're going to get an age-related disease, and there is quantifiable alteration and deterioration in function as we age. He goes on to say, aging can be positively impacted by lifestyle changes, and you can alter your fate with diet and exercise. End of quote. Well, I can't argue with that. And what'd you say, Frank? Yet, instead we have rapid aging. I know, we do have rapid aging, and we're going to get to some of the reasons why we might have that. Okay, so rather than, you know, help people with lifestyle changes to live longer and healthier lives, science really wants to predict a person's biological age and treat them with their types of therapies that they have. Here is what Dr. Vaughn says. We are not far away from having very precise measures that allow us to determine someone's biological age. We're optimistic that we'll soon be able to tinker with the biology of aging so that people can live longer and healthier lifespans. Tinker? Well, we're talking about genetic modification. So diseases that cause us to age faster, let's just go down the list real quick. Science has reported that as we get older chronologically, we will have increased risk of disease. and some of the diseases that are common for older people to encounter are lung diseases, chronic bronchitis, pulmonary fibrosis, diabetes, heart and cardiovascular disease, other metabolic disorders, cancer, and dementia. All right, so medical science and these experts, they expect everybody to get some form of age-related disease. So it's considered rare in medicine for elderly people to be in good health and taking no prescription medicines. So let's look at some of the signs of aging. So we all are aware that we can see some signs of aging like wrinkles, gray hair, slower reflexes, slower walking, and changes in cognitive function. And one of the stimuli that can hasten the aging process in all of us at any age is really stress. So if we experience enough consistent stress, our cells can essentially wear out, and the body struggles to replace the cells with new ones. This process is called senescence. And so senescence is the process by which cells irreversibly stop dividing and enter a state of permanent growth arrest without undergoing cell death. And senescence can be induced by unrepaired DNA damage or another cellular stressor. That's from the Nature of Communications Journal, March 2024. Well, there's this UK study that came into play. This is a British study. They used blood samples taken by the UK Biobank on about 149,000 people using 9 biomarkers to calculate the person's biological age based on the body's condition. So the results were measured by the person's actual age by death of birth records. And they looked at the records for cancer that they may have been reported in which this group may have had a case. So with each age group, they discovered an accelerated aging process happening and also the cancer risk increased. So here's the stats from the study. According to their report, the type of cancers that cropped up and the risks were lung cancer by 42%, gastrointestinal cancers 22%, uterine cancer 36%, accelerated biomarkers increased cancer risk by 16%, especially with gastrointestinal cancers. And also accelerated biomarkers increased cancer risk by 23%, especially for uterine cancer markers. Okay, so Dr. Tan, Washington University School of Medicine, he says there is a link between accelerated aging and the risk of early onset cancers. Well, of course, modern medicine is looking at this research as a need for some new medical treatments for early onset cancers. Here's a quote from Dr. Tan. He said, "Our findings suggest a need for interventions to slow the biological aging process, which could be a new therapy for cancer prevention. Introducing tailored screenings for younger adults to reveal accelerated aging and detection of cancer." Well, notice the need science has to develop new screening to identify those who potentially could develop cancer and treat it with the reduction of the aging process rather than find what is causing the accelerated aging to begin with. So could it be that science is behind the contribution of accelerated aging? Could it be genetically modified foods or vaccines or prescription meds or dirty electricity, radiation exposure? Pollution of water and air could be behind it. No. So the human body responds, good or bad, to what it's exposed to, and excessive amounts of alcohol and tobacco use is also a catalyst to advancing the aging process. Well, let's look at what the medical system is, why it's not working. So if you need proof that our U.S. medical system is really not working to preserve the health and vitality of people, we just need to look at the reports and compare them with other countries. So according to Health System Tracker, they compared to other countries, the United States has lost 20 years of progress in life expectancy. So the general life expectancy of other countries is 82.3 years, and the United States is 77.5 years. But we've lost 20 years of progress. Oh my word. what health systems tracker said, January 2024, they said in 1980, the United States and comparable countries had similar life expectations and health spending, but the trends have diverged in the last few decades. They go on to say, among peer countries, the United States has the lowest life expectancy at birth for both women and men, and this persists into older ages. And also they conclude, the U.S. has the lowest life expectancy among large, wealthy countries, while it far outspends its peers on health care. So why are we spending so much on health care and not doing well? There's a question. Well, it hinges, things to consider, it may be hinging on a few things. Let's go down the list. The things that have occurred in the United States 20 years ago that lowered our downward trend in life expectancy, here are just a few things to think about. Americans began eating less beef and replaced it with chicken. And since 1950, the United States diet has slowly transitioned away from grains, potatoes, and vegetables, replacing it with fruit, offering a higher glycemic level. That's from the National Food Survey. Also, Americans eat three times more cheese today compared to 1970, and replace our dark green leafy vegetables with iceberg lettuce. And Americans are eating 300 more calories per day compared to 1970. And the changes that have happened over the several decades in agricultural practices, changes to the vaccine manufacturing and the frequency of using vaccines, as well as nuts were considered to contain too much fat and they were replaced with empty calorie snacks, and fad and low-fat diets with artificial sweeteners were used. More processed packaged foods and convenience foods are being bought and sold today. And in 1994, genetically modified or your bioengineered foods were starting to be sold in stores, and critically low mineral and vitamin content in our foods, especially our produce, have also emerged. National Library of Science Biotechnology Center said December 2018, we found strong evidence suggested that plant food MRIs or mRNAs can survive digestion, enter the blood, and affect the expression gene pattern. Okay, so let's think about that. Your GMO foods survive the acids of digestion, enter your blood system, and then affect your gene expression pattern in your cells. Now remember we were told GMO foods are just like the original? Well, science is picking up it's not acting like the original. Okay, so National Library of Science Biotechnology said November 2020, 2 years later, a gene is considered pro-longevity if related to lifespan. If overexpression increases lifespan or underexpression decreases lifespan. So gene expression has something to do with your lifespan. All right, so National Library of Medicine Biotechnology, November 2021, they said bioactive components of the diet regulate gene expression through changes in the chromatin structure, including DNA methylation and histone modification. Now, if you don't know anything about methylation, it's how your body is digesting and absorbing the nutrition out of foods, okay? They go on to say bioactive components of the diet play an important role in prevention of many diet-depending diseases such as cancers, circulatory system diseases, diabetes, and obesity, end of quote. So this suggests that your gene expression, if it's altered, let's say from bioengineered foods, you're more likely to increase your risk of those diseases. So by 2010, I've reported this before. Gastroenterologists had their waiting rooms filling up with Americans complaining of digestive disease. Many of the physicians really didn't know what was the cause of their patients because they stated they were, you know, still eating the same kind of foods they ate when they were kids. So it would take another decade before they realized the food was genetically engineered and affecting the human body. So if you want to create widespread change, to a population, the fastest way is through those things that sustain or tear down the body. So food, water, air, medical treatments like your prescribed meds, and stress. So basically we're in a time for change. We need to make some changes of our own. Because each year, more genetically engineered foods are incorporated into the American diet, and a majority of the population, including doctors, still do not have a clue what's happening with that. Autoimmune conditions have skyrocketed, and the doctors who recognize the reason are usually your naturopathic physicians. So I have to conclude that the health risks shorten the lifespan and premature mortality that we are witnessing have been implemented and layered in over the last 80 years with the most detrimental elements incorporated in the last 20 years. Add it all up, and it's weakening your cellular structure of the human body to such an extent that the weakness is passed on with each generation, and it's weaker than the last. Therefore, if there's really, really no surprise that the younger people are aging faster and they have higher risks of deadly disease. So as your studies are showing, our peer countries that don't allow GM foods have better lifestyles and fewer medical interventions. They're healthier, they're living longer, and they're spending less on their health care than Americans are. So living smarter is required. You need to navigate this maze of conditions that are your risks, that are threatening your life. Toxin removal is now very much necessary. It's going to help your cells live longer and avoid disease risk. So call Apothecary Herbs, get their free catalog. It's full of organ cleansing products. Get those toxins out. They have metabolic strengthener herb formulas, immune boosting formulas. These are till standard organic formulas. They have a long shelf life. Call Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And the web address is thepowerherbs.com. Now, they do have herb coupons available to help you save. That's on the website. It's in the back of their catalog, so you can check it out. So herb coupons are available to help you save. And you might want to check out their cardiovascular section, their digestion section, their pain section. They got a lot of herb kits, things for pandemics, heart attack packs, things like that. So have a backup plan, right? Have something on hand because things are getting harder to get. Soon you're going to see things, unless things change, you're going to see the American ginseng come off the website because right now they're asking like $500 a pound for American ginseng. It's very scarce right now. So, which is, you know, pushing product prices up for god-awful money. So you may see your Three Amigos pack and your American ginseng formulas be suspended for a little bit. If you don't have any, we got a small supply left if you want to order that. But I don't know. We're told, you know, maybe 3 months or longer before American ginseng's back. So just keep these things in mind as we move forward. Well, I can see by the clock we are going to take a break, but we'll be right back with more.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
"22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, we're back here. I'm talking. By the way, if you're on the powerherbs.com website, don't forget to sign up for the free online newsletters, the American Survival and Health Quest. They go out each week, but they're only delivered by email. So go to thepowerherbs.com, click on Books and Newsletters, and sign up there. All right. Also, check out the blog. They have a new blog up there on the website. So if you like a lot of information on specific things regarding wellness, then the blog is going to be your deal. So you just go to thepowerherbs.com, right across the top, you're going to see Home, About Us, and you'll see Blog. Click on that and just enjoy. All right, so we're going to be talking about behavioral changes. And haven't you noticed people are kind of weird, kind of crazy, off the chain even? And is it not by chance? Well, there are reports by scientific experts that certain products or treatments given early enough to people can alter a person's behavior. So what if these treatments are promoted for other benefits to individuals? Maybe they're not aware these things could happen to them and affect their personality shift. And what if they're required treatments? So what if people could have their personality significantly altered through an introduction of a certain element often found in vaccinations. You know, what if? Is there any reason to believe this is happening? And what can you do to protect yourselves? Well, let's look at some of the safety levels. Dr. Edward Groth, he conducted some research on the acceptable levels of the mercury or the methyl mercury in your diet and exposure to pregnant women, their fetus, and even small children. His findings were published in the European Environmental Bureau in Belgium, December in 2012. The epidemiological research on the effects of methylmercury on the developing brain is significant. National and international government agencies have defined the published safe and tolerable levels of exposure to mercury to not be that accurate. Dr. Groth's group challenges those safe guidelines and proclaims them to be not safe. The WHO, the World Health Organization, has defined what they call an upper limit of safe for mercury. However, Dr. Groth reports that there is no definite line drawn between safe and unsafe exposure to mercury because it will vary from one person to another. So nonetheless, you know, your governments and your health authorities outline their safe levels for the general reference point. And in 1999, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency declared that there is a clear adverse effect if children have 58 micrograms of methylmercury per liter of blood. However, there is an uncertainty factor with a level of 5.8. And medicine uses the uncertainty factor in determining the line between harmful exposure and safe lower dose. However, there is an unknown factor, such as to the difference in sensitivity to toxins per individual. So it should be noted, your WHO it has exposure guidelines of mercury as 2.3 times higher than the U.S. recommends. So this difference between exposure limits highlights the subjectivity within scientific research on how they judge and establish defining limits. So who is judging and interpreting the data and weighing the uncertainties that will influence the outcome for millions of people? So if such data is reviewed by someone with ties to products containing mercury, well, this can also be a significant factor. Well, it's called what, Frank? Bias, you know, interests, you know, that are not, shouldn't be doing it. Well, let's look at mercury disease. Do we have mercury disease? Well, according to Dr. Groth, there is a significant research that's available that exposes the devastating effects of mercury disease. For instance, if you get enough mercury, it is a poison and it triggers damage to the central nervous system, also known as Minamata disease. The symptoms are tingling of the extremities, the face, tunnel vision, and hearing loss. The disease can progress to loss of coordination, a staggering gait, speech, and memory problems. These symptoms mimic many of the neurological diseases present today and have reached a pandemic level, like MS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism. So if mercury is introduced early enough, such as during pregnancy or during infancy, then mercury damages brain development. If given in high enough doses, children are severely disabled and cannot walk, speak, or care for themselves. Smaller doses of mercury can cause hyperactivity, attention deficit disorder, delayed mental development, psychomotor development delay, dyslexia, delayed verbal or language ability, visual recognition and memory problems, lower IQ scores, and poor motor coordination ability. Dr. Groth and the team have discovered that some proteins or other nutrients can also hide the negative effects of the mercury toxicity. Maybe that's why you got some of these ingredients in the vaccines. You don't know why they're there. But, you know, science likes to blame it on people eating too much fish. Yeah, According to the government report, 70% of the fish sold in the United States has mercury reading 0.1 parts per million. Most of the seafood sold is imported from China, and if we can, oh, can we trust the reports there? Mm-hmm. So science says any mercury over 1 part per million is considered a problem. And we're told that, you know, children, different people in different cultures, they'll eat more fish than others. So the cultures with more fish in their diet will have more mercury of about 2.2 parts per million. So the subjective differences in the research to establish the safe limit illustrates that safe methylmercury level is more of a question rather than a certainty. So a decade ago, science told us that doses of mercury that would produce adverse effects were 5 to 10 times higher than the current studies of today. And current research suggests that adverse effects can occur in levels of mercury 5.2 or below, and the U.S. EPA recommends levels of 5.8. So this would suggest that the guidelines for mercury toxicity, which have been established by authorities, are not valid. And this, there is really maybe no safe exposure to mercury is the question. And Dr. Groth and his team is suggesting that new mercury guidelines be established, maybe 0.025, or a quarter of what the U.S. allowance is currently. Lower. Well, that's going to kind of cut into their vaccine schedule, isn't it, Frank? Whew. The thermosol in your vaccines is mercury. So mercury levels by vaccine. So all this research on acceptable or questionable levels of mercury kind of got me wondering about the level of mercury shows up in your blood when children are vaccinated. So according to PubMed.gov, a 2008 study by the University of Rochester regarding the mercury levels in newborns and infants after receiving vaccine with thermosol, also known as mercury, showed up to be 5.0. So the study concluded the body uses the digestive tract to try to void out the mercury. Last stop of toxin removal and poisons and heavy metals will be the bowel. However, is the mercury gone from the body? According to Dr. Thomas Burbacher, he's a professor of environmental and occupational health sciences and research at the University of Washington, Seattle. He says no. Dr. Burbacher is stating that the report from the University of Rochester on the mercury in the blood of infants is filtered out through the bowel. It's not the whole story, he says. He reports that the mercury levels may drop in the blood a few days after the vaccine or exposure to mercury, but not before it travels to the brain, causing developmental problems. He also states that in order for the mercury to exit the blood to the bowel area, it must travel through the kidneys, which he says are very sensitive to mercury exposure. He also stated that the body deals with ethylmercury used in your vaccines differently than methylmercury. So the research team is concluding that the methylmercury exposure guidelines in adults may not be accurate for risk assessment in children who receive thermosol-containing vaccines more frequently. All right. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, 1988, they said minimal brain damage is the single most prevalent disability reported by elementary schools. Why? Well, because they're getting shots. So let's talk about this toxic mercury here, because that's what we got. You know, it's not something, it's an artificial infection and jabbing it into the blood system through a muscle tissue. It's not what God intended. According to Dr. Burbacher, mercury compounds are very toxic to your brain, your central nervous system, and your immune system. Mercury can cross the blood-brain barrier. Therefore, pregnant women being vaccinated with influenza vaccines, for instance, are also vaccinating the unborn baby and the fetus as adversely neurologically affected. Medicine has never studied small amounts of mercury to be safe, and how the infant metabolism deals with ethylmercury has never been assessed, he says. So Dr. Burbacher says that the type of mercury used in vaccines is technically ethyl mercury. And according to his research, ethyl mercury is converted to methyl mercury, travels to the brain, and it leaves twice the amount of methyl mercury in your body. So methyl mercury is considered to be organic mercury combined with a carbon. Methyl mercury is a type of mercury found in fish, and it crosses the blood-brain barrier and is considered to be more dangerous than inorganic ethyl mercury. Inorganic mercury is combined with carbon or non-carbon substances, and it's used in your medications. And most of the safety data on mercury references the methyl mercury obtained through the diet, and health authorities have no safe levels to reference with regard to ethyl mercury. So therefore, regarding your vaccines and the autism question, medical science is focused on biased science studies, which Dr. Burbacher calls agenda research. Wow, right? That's a mouthful, for sure. Science of illusion. Well, some other side effects of mercury, because another side of your mercury toxicity has been studied by Italian scientists. There's a guy called Gaian Pablo Vanoli, and his research, he has stated that methyl mercury causes behavioral changes in animals. He says the mercury affects the endocrine system responsible for making and manufacturing hormones. So Dr. Vanoli specifically mentions the sex hormones are affected and has made the controversial discovery that the mercury causes homosexuality in animal tests. Wow. So in his writings, he suggests that the influence of mercury in this regard is magnified and successive generations also are affected. He is stating that your DNA of the next generation is affected as the parents pass on the altered state, and therefore Dr. Vanoli considers homosexuality to be a disease which does not respect the order of life. He also states that the homosexuality produced by mercury toxicity to be a microform of autism. Interesting. He says this is why with each successive generation, the rates of autism and homosexuality are excelling. He says modern science, however, does not confirm this or endorses his research. And according to medical historian and writer Harris Coulter, PhD, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual that was published by the American Psychiatric Association consisted of 80 pages of neurological conditions he suspects to be caused by vaccinations. He reports that 15% to 20% of school-age children in the United States have some form of developmental or neurological problem. He suggests that the social violence, the personality disorders like narcissistic and psychopathic disorders, attention deficit, he says can be linked to your vaccine. He explains that the vaccines that contain mercury cause an encephalitis or a swelling of the brain that leads to post-encephalitic conditions and personality disorders. Yeah, I'm pretty sure vaccine manufacturers know this. I'm pretty sure the FDA knows this. So how can he make claims like this? How can this researcher make these claims? Well, his research has led him to uncover the following. In the 1930s, vaccine programs were instituted. In the 1940s, cases of autistic children started to appear. After World War II, vaccine programs were expanded and autistic cases increased significantly. He said the first generation of vaccine babies of 1945 showed reading problems. He said new developmental problems appeared, learning disabilities and hyperactivity and dyslexia appeared. Lower IQ scores by 1963, 40s generation on the military exams for service was the highlighter. He said, so recruits going into the military, they noticed the IQ scores had dropped. IQ scores of the 1940s of vaccine kids were compared to kids today was higher. There's a 70-point difference. Okay, because the kids in the 1940s only got a few vaccines. The kids today get multiple vaccines. Also, violent crime increases associated with post-encephalitic syndromes or brain swelling. Also, increase in crimes of sexual nature. Increase in crimes committed by those with a lack of remorse. He says there's an increase in drug dependency of alcohol and illegal drugs. He also mentions homosexuality and post-encephalitic syndromes. And Europe has similar demographics, but to a lesser extent, he says. So, interesting. Frank says in the eugenics was huge in the 1930s. Yeah. Well, they're messing around with God's creation, see? So according to the Development Delay Registry, there has been an alarming rise and the number of developmental delayed kids in just the past decade. Psychiatrist Dr. Leo Kanner, he wanted to see how many learning disabilities and behavioral problems were reported in children right as mandated vaccines were getting established. So in 1943, he found only 11 cases. Further research by Dr. Kanner proved that the children were suffering from an epidemic of encephalitis caused by an infection inflammation of the brain caused by a vaccine. Combine mercury with your disease, combine those two together, and this is what you get, inflammation of the brain. In 1997, there were approximately 200,000 reported cases of encephalitis in the United States, and it's reasonable to conclude, he says, that there are many more cases going underreported by medicine. Oh, I'm right there because my youngest of three got encephalitis from his 12-month shots. This is when I was working in healthcare. Didn't know anything about herbs then. And the pediatrician blew me off. Said, your kid's got a virus. Well, didn't report it. I had to go to a natural medicine physician to get my son some help. So, Pediatrics Journal, 1967, volume 39. Stated, it is highly probable that autoimmunity and developmental disabilities are interlinked by vaccine-induced encephalitis. 1967. They've known this a long, long time. So the cost of your vaccines? Well, according to author Harris Coulter of Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality, the attack on the human brain by scientific medicine is a guarded secret. He reports that this scientific research has existed since 1922, and it shows that vaccines cause encephalitis and is especially prevalent with your DPT vaccine. Coulter lists the clinical research of the common disabilities vaccines deliver, short attention spans and a poor retention and concentration, hyperactivity and impulsive behaviors, temper tantrums, rage and hostility, self-absorbed alienation and abusive behaviors, as well as clumsiness or poor coordination. Now, somewhat less severe symptoms were reported as stubbornness, low frustration threshold, genital fixations, lack of respect for person or property, obsessive compulsive behaviors, and tics and twitches. Do we not see a lot of this today, Frank? Right? I mean, I can remember being in grade school, and then my kids went to school, and it was just like a big bomb went off, and all these problems, and teachers just, you know, trying to keep it together. I don't think much teaching gets done anymore. I think it's just, you know, trying to keep, you know, the chaos under control. So a United States mental health survey showed the rate of schizophrenic personality disorders and other mental illnesses significantly higher in individuals born after 1940. This was a Time magazine article in 1984. So a generation later, in 1963, the IQ scores were so low that aptitude tests had to be dumbed down to make it easier for students to pass. all this is well documented. And Congress passed the Immunization Assistance Act in 1965, extending vaccine treatments and making them mandatory. So when we skip ahead 12 years and we find research confirming an 80% increase in mental and nervous system disorders, various behavioral disorders, drug abuse, and hyperactivity in individuals younger than 17, I mean, all this research is there. So by the year 2000, one in 750 children suffer severe injury from the DPT vaccine with convulsions, shock, collapse, temperature of 105, high-pitched screaming, inability to walk, stand or sit up. This is called encephalitis. The brain is inflamed. And after about 10% of the milder cases offer a learning or behavioral problems, they're reported, and the rest are undiagnosed and really don't get reported. These poor kids, what an assault. What an injustice. Okay, so this is Harris Coulter again in the book Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality. It says this: most of us have been told by our doctors that only babies or children who have severe reactions to their vaccinations within the first few hours or days after vaccination is given are at risk of suffering brain damage. However, this assumption has been proven to be false. Research indicates there is no correlation between the severity of the symptoms suffered with the disease and the damage of that appear later. In many cases, the symptoms of these diseases were mild, yet severe post-encephalitic complications arose months or even years later. Often the damage became more apparent during times of sudden growth, such as during the ages of 7 to 10, or during the early teen years, end quote. Wow, right? Talk about a delayed bomb. And, of course, by then, you know, medicine just claims everything. I got so much more here. I cannot believe it's just a mountain of stuff. And all the research is there. And I guess I'm going to have to, like, stop here. And we'll cover this next time. We'll kind of do a part two. But don't forget, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and this is how I got into herbs, actually, was my son's encephalitis from his DPT shots at 12 months. This is, you know, because I saw the natural healing that happened. It was like a miracle for my kid. I thought, I got to learn how to do that. So I went to herb school, and here I am talking to you today. So do your homework. Parents need to just stand up and say no. People need to start standing up and saying no to any, I think, unhealthy medical treatments that are assaults, that, you know, are threats. I really think people need to find their voices. If it's a threat to you, then you need to say something. So go to thepowerherbs.com. You can request a free catalog there on the website, or you can give them a call at 866-229-3663 and see how powerful you can be. God's herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure a disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.